Blog Talk Radio.
Because God tried to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyrell. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'ma do it. I'ma do it this week. Come on. I'ma do it this week. Still not talking. That's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week. But I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do. It's going to happen. Push your neighbor. Tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Is there anybody in here that's been through anything? something that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it.
Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it?
I'm so glad I made it. So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through. Connected to the Master, He will lead you, He will guide you, direct you, He'll love on you, He'll live in you. Is there anybody that knows? Is there anybody that knows? Can I tell you one more thing? Your story may not be my story, but all of us got something that we made it through in this place. And if you would just be honest with yourself and with somebody else, you would look at them in the face and say, I made it.
Yeah.
It's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for me. Oh yeah. I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. So yeah.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say. My world needs you right now.
my world needs you right now.
Oh, morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. That number to call in is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer or just to speak to the guest and host on today. Listen, I'm telling you, we're just excited about our guest today. It's going to be none other than Apostle Devereaux Walker. None other than Apostle Devereaux Walker will be with us on this morning. We're waiting on the man of God to call in to be a part of today's broadcast. But you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go another further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer, and then we're going to go into our scripture of the day, and then we will also go into those countries that are listening. So lend me your hearts for a moment as we speak with the Father. Gracious and eternal God, we're just eternally grateful for all that you do, for everywhere you have touched, for everywhere you have provided, for every situation that you have turned and met the need, Father God. God, we want to say thank you. God, we're glory in your presence right now, God. We glory in your presence right now. Father, we glory in your presence right now. God, my prayer on yesterday, God, was just come and invade our space. So today, God, that's what we want you to do. We want you to come in and invade our space on today. Lord, come and have your way. Come and soak with us on today, God. God, come and sit in our presence on today. Lord, it's in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being. God, we cannot do anything without you. So, God, we want to just say glory, hallelujah to your name. God, we want to honor you on today. God, we want to turn our hearts and our minds toward you today, God. God, we take the broadcast and we lift it up to you, Father God. God, and we pray today, God. God, that you would take the broadcast and, God, do with it what you will. God, bless the people that are under the sound of our voices on today. God, encourage, strengthen, empower, and give them the ability to stand in their storm. Give them the ability to trust you, Lord God, even when they can't trace you. God, give them the ability to understand that even in this Hamashando Mandamansai, God, wherever they find themselves at today, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, my God, there is no other. So we want to say thank you, oh God. God, for just doing what you're doing. Thank you for aligning some things in place, God. Thank you for putting some things into position, God. Thank you, God, thank you for putting those things that need to be put into place, And we give your name glory. We give your name honor, God. We give your name dominion. And we give your name power. And we say, have your way on today. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ we pray, and the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Remember to share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. And that you press the 1, that will give us the acknowledgement that you either want prayer or that you want to just speak to the guest or you want to speak to the host. Or maybe you have a testimony you want to share. Or maybe you just want to tell how the broadcast is blessing you. We will be happy to allow you that time to do so. Amen. Amen. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to acknowledge that you would like to speak. Amen. Our scripture on this morning comes from Mark 16 and 15. And it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I'm going to read that again because that blessed me. He said, go. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen. Lord, may you have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the doers, and the partakers of your word. We want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in, and we want to say thank you for your support, your continued connecting with us on this morning. God, we bless, magnify, and glorify God's name for you guys being a part of the broadcast, you guys continuing to celebrate with us, continuing to connect with us, continuing to share this broadcast, because we realize that some of you guys that are listening in, let me give you my soapbox moment. Some of those that are listening in, some of those of you all who are listening in for the first time, I want to share this with you. Some of these countries that are listening in, these countries, they're doing it under scrutiny. They're doing it under the cover of hiding out to listening to this broadcast, because simply for the fact that they listen in, and because the religion of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the religious entities that are there do not profess Jesus Christ. Let me bless you. Watch this hymn. And because they don't listen in on this thing, they don't partner in, they don't want them to hear about Jesus. They want them to stay captive to whatever religion it is that they have. Come on, let me help you. And because of that, watch what happens. If they are found with a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture in their presence, with a scripture in their presence, watch what happens. Some of them are sold into slavery. Some of them are beaten in the streets. Some of them, their wives and their children, their girl babies, their young women, they're taken and sold into slavery. They take them and they use them for whatever pleasure they'd want to use them for. It's sad, but it's the truth. It's sad, but it's the truth. But here we are on the U.S. soil. We got an opportunity to do. Some of us did two services. Some of us had the opportunity to do three services, to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of us are in holy convocation where we're having a service every hour, on the hour. Come on here, let me help you. Some of you all have the opportunity to listen to your favorite gospel artists. You listen to your favorite preacher on your YouTube channels. If they even caught with that information, watch this here. They're drugged into the streets and made an example out of. But I want to give you some encouragement for those of you all over in those countries. We are praying for you. Not only are we praying for you, we're praying with you that the taskmaster's hands, they turn their hands, not from holding a stick to beat you, to dragging, from taking you by your hand and dragging you out into the streets, to them lifting up their hands to Jesus, giving God the praise, giving God the glory, surrendering their lives. Watch this here. So you can go, you and them can worship God together. That is our prayer. We're consistently and constantly praying for you. Know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He is a keeper for those, watch this here, whose mind is stayed on him. Keep your mind on the Lord. Know that he not only is he a keeper, but know that he is a watcher. Not only that he's a watcher, but he is a lover of them who diligently seek after him. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So continue to trust in him, for he is the greatest power above all powers. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Listen, let's go ahead on and acknowledge our countries. We want to say thank you guys so much for your continued connection and your continued support. We have the United States. We have Canada, Brazil, Ghana. We have Guyana, We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan, South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. And we also have Italy. And we want to say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your continued support to listen in, to be a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we ask that you would continue to just do what you do best, and that is trust in God and know that God is not only to save, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So he is a
washed away. Somebody ought to give God a shout.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You guys are tuned in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Brother What we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited what God has to say to us this morning. I wanted to tell you on today. And we're just excited about what God is doing at this time, in this hour, with us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And just wanted to share with you on this morning. A passage of scripture that simply says, the book of Sing of degree of David, behold. A song of decree of David is how it starts off. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that runs down into the beard, even Aaron's breast that went down to his skirt of his garment, and dwelled in Haran, and so that the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forever. Listen, I want to share with you this morning. I want to share with you this morning. I was in prayer on yesterday, and one of the things that I prayed to God to do, I said, God, just invade me. Lord, just invade me. I wanted so to the point now to where I told God, I said, God, even if it takes me having to cut some people off, come here, let me bless you. Lord, even if it takes me having to leave some folk alone, even if it has me to take me to have to shut the door on some things, set some doors on some people, Lord, let your presence be so prevalent. Come on. Let your presence be so pregnant with power that when it comes into my life, God, no matter what the issue or circumstances I may see with my physical eye, come on here. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Lord, I want you to saturate me. I want you to cover me with your presence. Because watch this. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. I'm getting to the point
now to where I'm understanding that no matter what my condition may look like, that I have to learn how to trust God beyond what I see. Come on, let me rest you. Let me give you something to work with this morning, because I want you to start this Monday off right, because we're getting ready to go into Thanksgiving. I want you to keep your joy. Lord, saturate me. Come on, no shanai. Saturate me some to the point to where no matter what my condition may look like, no matter what may be going on, God, help me right through here, Lord. Let me be filled with your presence. Let me understand. Let me comprehend now, Lord, that no matter what it looks like on the outside, that God, you're working on the inside. And I know that sooner or later, it's going to show on the outside. The Lord can saturate me so to the point to where even my convictions that I'm in, they won't even know I'm in nothing because of what God has me right through here, because your glory has covered me. God, my God, let me understand that even though my heart, my God, may not always feel like it needs to feel, my finances may not look like I want it to live. Look, my health may not look like I want it to look. But God, saturate me. Come in up. Oh, my help is this morning. You may even pray for prayer. God, I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I'm learning to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not by my own understanding. And all my ways I'm learning to acknowledge you. And you can. You have. And you will. Direct my path. Broken, battered, and bruised. Left on the side of the road for dead. Talked about misuse. But didn't you still use me? I want God to saturate me so to the point to where I don't even see my own wounds no more. Come on. Oh, God. That's it. Come on, oh, Shaddai. That can make me so to the point, Father, to where I don't see my own broken place. Because I need you to fill in the cracks, God. It's not anointing a little so deep, God, that it fills the cracks in my life. Can I encourage myself this morning? Can I encourage myself while I encourage you? God, feel my tracks. Feel my broken places. God, ease the heartbreak and the heartache and the heart pain. Cure my ailments in my mind. Cure my ailments in my mind. Cure my ailments in my spirit. God, saturate me. Let it run. Bound my head into my breastplate. Even down into my skirt, into my garments. Even ran down into the manacle of sin. Good. Yeah. Good. Anointing run full to the point. You have to understand something about God. God wants you to be complete and whole and included where your pathway is. Watch this, you need Bible. Be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. God, when I get to the fork in the road, God, you come. You let me know that straight is the way, and narrow is the path, but that's the one that's going to lead me to you. Come on, let's get a little closer to God. It's going to be the one that's going to guide you. You do know when the anointing runs, it's designed to get the people with hands on you. It makes their hands slippery. They can't hold on to you no more. It makes your hands slippery. You can't hold on. You can't hold on. My God. They can't no longer be an influence. They hands slippery. They words don't affect you so much because the anointing is red all over here. Now, God, they can't speak what they used to speak into your head because the anointing is red. So they come on, Shaddai, Shaddai. Your words are different because it's a red all over your mouth. Because now your words got to be God. Your words don't be different. It's a red all over your eyes. God, look right through here. Now your vision, you see things different. I see clearly now the rain. Come here, let me help you. Because what he's done, he's moved all the obstacles out of your way. He's cleared up your vision. He's calm. Even the way you sleep, because it's on your mind now. The anointing is designed to invade your space. So come into my space. So to the point that, well, don't bother me no more. No, you, I know. No, it's not kosher to tell people where to get off at. It's not kosher to let them know where it's time for them to let go. But when the anointing shows up, Lord help me right in this little section right here, when the anointing shows up, and it breaks some ties for reasons that we don't always understand. Oh, God, you going to mess around here and make me shout, and I'm going to lose it. I'm going to literally lose it on this broadcast. Listen, sometimes God closes doors for reasons that's unknown to us because God sees better than we do. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, my brother. Yes, my sister. Yes, my homie, my friend and my friends. Let me help you. Sometimes God closes doors for reasons unknown to us. Because watch this here. If they would have stayed longer than what they did, they could help me right through here. If they would have stayed any longer, if they would have there any longer, if they footprints would have been in your life, you would have been stumbling. If they fingerprints would have been in your life, you would have made some mistakes in some areas. But God had to go in and do a spiritual forensic move for you. God, help me right through here. Y'all do know that when there is a murder, there's a special group of people that has to come in and do a cleansing. Because they have to get all the blood and all of the guts and all of the feces and all of the left behinds that the body left. Sometimes because we were connected to something dead. We were connected with something dead. God has to send in some spiritual cleaners to clean up the mess that they left behind. And sometimes, people of God, it don't always feel good. Because what they have to do is they have to scrub areas. God, help me in this section right here. They have to scrub areas that you wouldn't normally think that you have to scrub. Because watch this here. Not only do they leave a presence, but they leave a smell. Come
ear. God, help me right through here. You got to understand, your sacrifice, people of God, has a smell to it. Your sacrifice, people of God, has a scent to it. And because it has a scent to it, everybody's sacrifice that's been put into your life, they burn some things around you. They sacrifice some things around you. And that's the reason why God can't identify your sin. It's because you're muddled in with all these other sins. But when the spiritual cleaners come in, oh, Lord have mercy, they got to come in and they got to do a cleaning on you. They got to do a, detox, if you would, to clean your system. Because what we don't realize is this, is that this anointing that's on our life. You know what's good, what's...
You know you don't want...
The devil thought he was winning. He disconnected me, y'all. But watch this here. He ain't stopped nothing. He ain't stopped no show. He ain't stopped the show. We still rolling. We still gonna roll. I don't know how long we've been off. I just looked up and saw that there was something going on with the show. But watch this here. Let me help you. Let me give you something to work with. Let me show you something. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Now, I was talking about how important it is for us to understand that the our anointing requires a has a requirement attached to it, and that requirement attached to it is the word. Now watch what the word does. The word is a sustainer, and the word shifts you into prayer. Watch this here. Your anointing, God help me right through here. The anointing can only be fortified, people of God, when you learn how to trust him in the place where you're born. Come here. You got to learn how to trust them in the place where all the situations, all the muck, the mire, and the clay meets it. You got to learn how to trust them. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You got to learn how to trust in God, even though you can't trace him. And how is this possible? So glad you asked. Let me show you how it's possible. It's possible when you put the word not only in your life, but you put the word on your life. I'm going to say that again because that helped about 10 of y'all. Not only does the word put the word in your life, but it put it on your life. I'm trying to show you something. Not only does it put the word in your life, but it put it on your life. Because watch this, when you have the word on your life, the enemy can see you. He may can even touch you, but he can't damage you. He can leave some scars and some marks, and he can leave some detrimental places. He can leave you with some thoughts of experiences that you're going through, but he can't do no damage to you. See, what we don't realize is brokenness does not mean that you're that doesn't mean that you're dead. Brokenness, only thing brokenness does is show you that God could come in and he could smooth out some places for you. Am I blessing anybody? Am I giving anybody any encouragement this morning? You have to understand, even though we may be laid out, even though we may be in a detrimental place and don't always understand why we are there, God is yet in control of our condition. It says in his word, it says that it ran down.
into his beard, into his breastplate, into his skirt, into his garments, down into his feet. Basically, he put a shield around you. What I love so much about God is, as I was reading this, he never talked about it running down his back. Talked about the head, the beard, breastplate, into his skirt, his garments, down into his shoes. But it never said anything about his back. I began to understand that as I read the text, is that he shields the front because of what we see. But God always has our back. He's going back to where everybody back out. When there's no one to be found, when the rubber meets the road, and the tears are running down your face, and the heartache and the pain, you don't understand why you're where you are. He'll fix it for you. Not only is he God, but he is a keeper of them that diligently seek after him. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you. Let me bless you with something that's going to give you some encouragement. In this season of God invading your space, and I'm going to close with this. I'm done. God invades your space. Everybody not welcome in your space. Because the last thing you need to do is have God invade your space and you be distracted by a situation that makes you lose focus on where you need to be. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. You don't want to be in a place to where you have things going on that is invading your space while God is saturating your space. Because if you got things going on in your space while God is saturating your space, you're going to lose focus. You're going to think that God is tormenting you when actually he's blessing you. You do know it's a blessing when God eliminates people out of your life. You do know it's a blessing when God allows people to walk out of your life. You do know it's a blessing to allow situations and circumstances that would normally be the norm to impose you. For greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Don't get weary and well done. Don't get frustrated about what you see. Know that God is in control. What I love about God is a fixer of chaos. And if you really don't, if you don't know it now, you're finna know. God works his best work in the midst of chaos. God is everything that you need.
God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to share on this morning. We thank you for the blessed place and the best place that you have allowed us to just come in, Lord, and just have your way. For it is in you, Father God, we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, we trust you beyond what we see. For your hand of mercy and your hand of grace is not just on us, but Lord, it is in us. For all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for purpose being made manifest and that the glory of God was revealed on today. In Jesus' mighty and rich and infallible name do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break. You guys are listening into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back. I promise you guys, we'll be right back. Listen, we're just excited about what God is doing. And know that he is not only just able, but he is well able to see us through. Just learn how to just trust in him. If you draw nigh to him, he will for surely draw nigh to you. Amen. Amen.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you, see that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I wanna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way, bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight, na na na. Oh. Said I seen you working on my no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I seen you heal the sick through others.
And
I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you
said I've seen you work in others.
The Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. And I've seen some things. I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winan. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and he'd gone to the hospital. They operated one, and then they got him in, and they saw more. They had to operate again. When they finished that second operation, they came back and told them that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, "No, I don't know why I let you operate in the first place." And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed, Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, "Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him." And the doctors came back and said, "We don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. David is alive today. Because I've seen you work, and I want you to work in me." Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, "I've seen you work, and I want you to work." Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yield it and still. Second Chronicles, and Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. Use me, Lord, in your service. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, Lord, to run on all the way. If I falter, let me stay.
Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles 5. Second Chronicles 5. And 11. Second Chronicles 5 and 11. And we'll begin reading at the 11th verse. If you haven't, indicate by shouting amen.
Invade your space. You carry such a heavy load, such a heavy burden on your life, and it does not seem like there is an answer to your condition. Stop by this morning to share with you some knowledge and some wisdom and some power that no matter where you may find yourself at today, know that God is a keeper. Not only is he a keeper, but he is a mind regulator. He is a heart fixer. He'll show up in your condition and he'll make the thing that does not make sense make sense. It is in this trusting that we come to where we are right now, in what we call the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. The modern church calls it the Sinner's Prayer. But we like to call it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. Because in this transition, you're becoming what God wants you to be. You may be in a hard place, but it's nothing too hard for God. I'm going to say that again because it helps somebody. You may be in a hard place, but it's nothing too hard for God. God literally had to saturate you today to invade your space, to let you know that even though what I currently may see, even though what I currently may feel, you are yet in control and that you're doing it on our behalf. So we're blessed to be able to bless you. We're blessed to be able to relay this gospel to you to let you know that in this you are not only disabled, but you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So we believe not only just in you, but we believe, God, for you. So allow us to speak life to you, speak life over you, and allow God to make this thing that you're in make sense by allowing you a new relationship in him. Let me help you come here. There are those that under the sound of our voice that just slipped out of place. You're falling by the wayside. You've had some experiences in life that took you under. But can I help you today? Let me strengthen your hands and strengthen your hearts. Let me give you something to work with. Broken in this place, yes, you are. Torn in this place, yes, you are. Tears running down your face in this place, yes, it is. But know that it is in him you live. It's in him you breathe. It's in him you have your being. You can't do anything without him. So allow the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords to guide you on this path so you can get to where you need to be. So Romans 10 and 9 simply says this. It says, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You have to confess, believe with your heart, and know in your knowing of your knowing that he has saved you. It's just that simple. Now, does this come with a contract of perfection? No, it does not. It comes with a requirement, though. You must work. Help me, Holy Ghost. You must work to get better. You must work to become what God has called you to be. You must work. It is not an easy place. It's not a guaranteed that you're going to be, everything going to work out in your favor kind of place. But when you learn how to trust him in the midst of everything that's going on, he'll work it out for your good. So just know and believe that today is a good day to trust God. So we're going to pray. We're going to introduce Romans 10 and 9 again. You just raise your hand, raise your heart, just lift up your eyes. If you could do any one of those three, please do it when we introduce Romans 10 and 9 in this prayer, to acknowledge that you have surrendered to God. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. So watch this here. Let me help you. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of your great voice. God, because I'm no longer standing as you. God, let your words now, God, penetrate their hearts as we pray today, God. God, we pray, God, that the sinner, the backslider, the one that has lost their way, God, we pray, God, that you would meet at their point of need right now. Fix them. Realign them. Give them strength. Let them know that even in this God, that not only are you able, but you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or seek. And know that we know that it's in you we live, it's in you we praise, it's in you we have our being. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, amen. We're just grateful for the opportunities for you to share today's broadcast with you. Our prayer is that this prayer has touched you and those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, and it touched you this morning. If it did something for you this morning, if it blessed you this morning, if it opened up your eyes this morning, if it gave you clarity this morning, if it gave you hope on this morning, I want you to do three things. There's three keys that we want to share with you. First off, number one, get you a really good Bible. Get you the one with the King James, with the red writing in it, that lets you know that's Jesus talking. Get you one with that red writing in there that clarifies that Jesus is talking to you. The next one is... Get into a church that is not only just giving you the gospel, but they live the gospel that they preach. That's the third thing. Make sure that man or woman of God that stands in that pulpit, that life lines up with that word that you share, that they're sharing with you. And know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. He is a keeper. He is a mind regulator. He is a heart fixer. He can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. He is your guide. He will meet you at your most broken place and give you strength in the midst of all of that that you go. Amen. Amen and amen. Those of you all that would like to sow in today's God broadcast, please feel free to go to your Cash App, your Zelle, or your PayPal, and you can sow into those areas and those ways of sow. The Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's WGC2020. You can also go to your Zelle, which is 832-816-7933. You could also go to your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC to sow. Also, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Core Gifted Gifts, Bath Bombs, and Body Scrubs. Please, please, please get in contact with none other than Apostle Kashima Douglas, who will be glad to take your order for this fantastic product that she has released. I'm telling you guys, it is a bad experience. If you're looking for that Calgon take you away moment, this is what you need. You need this right here. These bath bombs and these body scrubs will bless your life. I'm telling you. Brothers, she even got one for us. It's called Ocean Wave. I promise you, your body, you will never, ever, ever feel the same about your shower when you get this product, because it will bless your life. Amen. So remember, that number you can get in contact with her is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832-816-7997. You can get in contact with her that way. You can also find her on Facebook at Kashima Douglas. You can inbox her there to get this product, get your hands on this product. We only have a couple of days left, a couple of weeks left before Christmas show up. I'm telling you, this is your Christmas answer right here, brothers. This is your Christmas answer, sister. You can get your brothers, your nephews, all of them. You can get all of them at a one-stop shop. Brothers, you can get all your sisters, your moms, your aunties, all of them at a one-stop shop. You can get it right there or with Corey Get to Give Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. Get in contact with her, and she will most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, bless your life with those bath bombs. Remember, that is Cora Gift to Give Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. That number is 832-816-7997. Or you can find her on Facebook at Kashima Douglas. Inbox her and let her know that you would like to get your hands on some of those products that she has in stock. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. And our prayers that the Lord will continually shine upon you, and that you will find a blessing in him. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Just lean on God, and he will make a way out of no way for you. In Jesus' mighty name is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only
Jesus my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Right.